I think any amount of data that you look at shows that when Baltimore had many more arrests, we also had more homicides, more non-fatal shootings, more violence overall. I think the data also shows that we had a smarter, more targeted approach. We were able to bring the homicide down. And I was very proud of my administration to get the homicide rate down to the lowest it's been since the 1970s. We're not done. You know, we certainly have a lot more work to do. And I like to focus on areas where I think it would be more productive, more constructive, and, you know, areas where we can work together. I mean, Baltimore has one gun store. And we know that the proliferation of illegal guns coming into my city is making it very difficult for the police to do their job. The proliferation of drugs coming into my city makes it very difficult for the police to do their jobs. I think the governor has a lot more control over the ingress into Baltimore City than I do. You know, I would love to have that focus on how we can stop the flow of drugs and guns, you know, coming down 95. We know that there are, you know, there are routes that these illegal guns and drugs are coming. I would love, you know, for that to be the focus.
Have you spoken to him personally about this topic?
Yes.
What have you said to him?
You know, we all care very, both of us care very deeply and passionately about the city, and we both want the city to be a safer city. You know, I think, you know, honest minds can differ, but this honest mind is also fact dependent, and the facts and the data show that more arrests didn't lead to a safer city, and it also made it more difficult for the police to do their job when communities felt like they were under siege. And I don't, you know, as this conversation is going on, I think there is an anxiety that is building in some of our communities that we're going back to a time when communities felt like their kids were under siege, that you know, it was, the arrest rate was 1 in 6. And, you know, I want to allay any concerns that might be out there that is the tactic that we will return to, that's not going to happen. My goal is to work in partnership with each and every neighborhood in this city until we can become a safer city.